This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in, folks, to our Wednesday, September 3rd edition of Sports Talk, getting closer to Saint Sunday, where the Black and Gold will have their season opener hosting the Arizona Cardinals, a noon kickoff you can hear, of course, right here on WWL Saints Radio, AMFM.com, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Getting some news from the Black and Gold back at practice today, some positive injury updates as they head into that first game of the season. Alante Taylor hadn't been practicing since the preseason opener out in Los Angeles, was back on the practice field today. He was limited for the Saints. Also limited, Christian Boyd, Jordan Howden, and Julian Blackman returned after missing some time. The Saints are monitoring to see what's going on with Chase Young's status. He left practice early with a calf issue, which Coach Kellen Moore described as minor, so we'll find out a lot more of that going forward. The only player not practicing for the Saints, left guard Trevor Penning, as he's still dealing with a toe issue. We'll see how he progresses, but it's not looking like he's going to be on track to suit up week one against Arizona, and I don't think that was expected at all. The good news, as I mentioned, was Alante Taylor back at practice. Saints sideline reporter, as well as the rest of the media contingent, caught up with Alante in the locker room after practice. Let's hear a little bit from Alante after Saints practice today.
Feel healthy, feel strong. Just got to continue to stack the days, continue to build that confidence mentally. I think other than that, I feel pretty good.
What did you do to stay mentally ready, even though you weren't able to get the reps, with the new system and everything?
Yeah, I really just try to stay tapped in, watch film, kind of go to some of the meetings that I can make it to. I think the hardest part about being injured is not being around your guys. You kind of feel, in a way, left out. You miss one meeting, you kind of feel like you're way behind. So, I try to just stay tapped in with the guys and go to those meetings when I could, when I wasn't rehabbing. But the guys has been open arms and, kind of checking on me and things like that, which allowed me to stay locked in.
How ready do you feel for week one?
I don't know. We'll see. I feel like I've been very intentional about this. Don't want to get out there too early. Got a long season. Definitely want to play, though. Definitely want to be with the guys and, go out there and prove it. But we'll see.
How hard has it been to be patient and try to trust that process and make sure you're healthy?
Super patient. I know when I was on the field, DeMario, and then it was like, we see you itching over there, wanting to get out there. And this was probably going into the last preseason game. But injuries are things that you can't control. But for me, in my situation, it's very frustrating. But I've been, praying a lot. Staying connected with the guys, staying connected with my family, my friends. And, they've kind of kept me up and going. And so, I've just been very intentional, making sure I'm doing the right things and, pushing my body when I need to push it, and letting the trainers know that I can go a little bit more if I can. And so it's been good.
How crazy is it, just like, when you think back to when you got here, the guys that were in the secondary, as opposed to like, is there an outlet, just a complete changeover? Like it?
Yeah, I came into a loaded DB room when I got here, with JT being gone, you know, it kind of leaves me as far as what that group looked like. But super excited about the guys we have. I know I built a really good relationship with Kool-Aid. You know, having them and having Ike come back and things like that, you know, I don't feel like I'm alone in there, even though it's a lot of new faces. But, you know, the room looks different. And, I mean, I'm only in year four. You know, it's the nature of the business. It's how it goes. But like I said, we're gelling together. We'll be ready.
Do you try to be like a bridge at all, like from like the old culture to this culture, and bring like some of the good lessons from that into this group? Like are you like a leader in that room now? Like kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I think I learned a lot from those guys, and the guys who've come into the room, they came from places they've learned a lot too. So we all just kind of gel those things that we've learned together and just bring it into our DB room. But you know, the Saints always brings the right minded guys here. I think everybody that's here, the same minded people that we had before, right? So dogs, guys who's gonna go play hard, got that swag. I think, like I said, we haven't really missed a step, I would say. A lot of people probably think so, but you know, this room is really special.
What makes you and Kool-Aid work so well?
I don't know, man. I think it probably comes a little bit from, you know, that Southern lifestyle. And then, you know, him coming from Bama with that Nick Saban system, and then, you know, me being with Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee with that system. So when we came in, communication-wise, we kind of related things to the Bama calls or Tennessee calls. And from there, you know, we just kind of clicked. You know, we hang out off the field. We kick it. So super excited for him and the role that he has this year.
Do you complement each other, like, play-style-wise as well? Like, is there kind of like a yin-yang thing?
Yeah. You know, Kool-Aid, like I said, he got that swag. Kool-Aid, you know, he's probably a little more rah-rah. But I think I was a lot more rah-rah my rookie year. I think I kind of calmed down a little bit from that. But, you know, Kool-Aid kind of keeps me in that balance, though. Like, he'll bring that spark out of me when he feels like I need it. But I think we kind of, you know, can keep each other mentally there in the game. And, you know, he make a play, I got to go make a play. I make a play, you know, he got to go make a play.
And with your injury, too, going back to that, like, was it something you felt right away? Like, how did you kind of discover it?
Yeah, I felt it right away. Played two more plays, and then just kind of told the trainers what it was. I tried to tough it out, but I'm glad that, you know, we went and got imaging, and we went through the process that we went through, so I can go out there and just be the better version of myself.
So that was in that final practice before the Chargers game?
Yeah.
Did the summer allow you to slow play it at all, or was this always going to be like a
You know, me, I just want to be on the field, man. So I don't think I was going to slow play anything. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure I was intentional with my process and making sure I communicate with the training staff the right way and not try to be too strong, too tough. Because, like I said, we got 17, 18 games, right? So you can come back week one, but if you out by week four, it didn't matter. So I just want to make sure I'm, you know, available for the guys. If it's week one through 17, then it's that.
Was this the schedule? Like, where are you on schedule with what was originally kind of presented to you?
No, I'm way ahead of that. But like I said, just intentional and praying and making sure I do my part and being open in communication.
How excited are you to kind of get started on this, like, where you're in a defense where you could really be like one of the identifying pieces of what Staley wants to do?
Super excited, man. I think, you know, I was having a pretty solid camp with the system, and I was getting very comfortable in there. You know, being back out on the field today with the guys, you know, there was some rust I had to knock off. But I'm super excited, man. I think Staley's going to put everybody in the right position to go make a lot of plays from the outside, from the inside, from the D-line. Super excited to see what we can do. You know, all 11 of our starters out there for a full game. You know, you kind of got a taste of it preseason, but, you know, come Sunday, you kind of get to see it going for sure.
I feel like it's a dumb question, but, like, you feel like you're in a good position to show everyone, like, what you want to show them and what you can do and all that stuff?
Yeah, I got a pretty good chip on my shoulder going into this year. A lot to prove, but, you know, I'm ready for it and excited.
How was kind of the energy and the anticipation surrounding week one under a new regime compared to anything that you experienced since you turned
it? I think, you know, all my experiences in life has kind of prepared you for stuff like this. What I mean by that is, you know, at Tennessee, going in my senior year, we had a whole new coaching staff change, and you know, we went out there and played our first game, and I mean, you kind of buy in. You got a lot of time to build, and you know, here you don't have to worry about class and meetings and stuff like that. So, you know, we had a lot of time to build camaraderie. We did a lot of things off the field, and so I think as far as us being ready for this game, and I mean, you can talk about the excitement, but I think guys are just ready to go play ball with one another for four quarters and just kind of see what we have as a team.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of curiosity. So, you know, when you have new staff, new system, a lot of new players, just to see what it's going to look like in the
season game. Yeah, I mean, in practice, though, we have a lot of good chemistry. I think we've communicate very, very well. I think guys fly around and we feed off each other every single practice and play. So now it's kind of ready to go see that in a dome and see like a full dome and see, the fans and just see how excited these guys are, because I know the fan base is excited about the change. So, yeah.
That was Saints corner Alante Taylor. Great to have him back at practice. We'll see if he'll be ready to suit up on Sunday against Arizona. And if you know Alante, you know he's working hard to get his way back onto the field, dealing with that groin issue. Looking at the corner room for the Saints, you know, you've got him along with Ike Yiadom, Quincy Riley, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Rajon Wright, Ugo Amade. So Alante in that star role with the black and gold, and that's basically your nickel cornerback. Behind him, if Taylor isn't able to suit up Sunday, you look at the Saints depth chart, you have Ugo Amade would be likely suiting up in his place against Arizona. So hopefully we get to see Alante in action week one, because we saw so many injuries with this team last year. We would hate to be missing one of those key pieces to your defense in week one of the regular season. I mentioned the injury report. The only person that was not practicing today was left guard Trevor Penning. Behind him, you have Dylan Radins and also the rookie in Torricelli Simpkins. Dylan Radins was brought in as a free agent, a veteran that was formerly with the Tennessee Titans. Right now, I would definitely expect him to be in line for that starting role against Arizona. We'll see how he holds up. And I know Trevor Penning was dealing with a toe issue, was in a boot for a while, not in that anymore. And we'll see if he makes enough progress to get back for week one. But like I said, you're likely looking at a Dylan Radins making that start at left guard, along with your other offensive lineman and Kelvin Banks Jr. at left tackle, center and Eric McCoy, right guard is Cesar Ruiz, and then your right tackle at Taliese Fuaga. So not too bad if you get four of your five starters ready for week one. We're going to get more on the Saints practice report. Also, what was going on today in the locker room as the team gets ready for Arizona. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joins us after the break. Stay tuned right here on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat, folks?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Welcome on in. Joining us now, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, also WWL digital content producer. Jeff, how's it going, man? I was just reading through your update from the practice report with the Saints, and at least we got some good news on the injury update.
Yeah. You know, it's always nice to see people come back that have been gone for a while. So it was good to see Alonte Taylor out of practice today for the first time since we were out in California. He went out the final practice before the Chargers preseason game. And it was late in the practice, so there wasn't any kind of notable, hey, I went out hurt. But he did say, like, he felt it midway through the practice. He tried to play through it. It didn't work. Good to see him out there. He's an important player for this team.
Yeah, I got to hear the audio that you sent before you came on. And, yeah, I just know he's chomping at the bit. Wouldn't commit to being back for Sunday's game, but I know Alante's doing everything he possibly can to suit up for week one.
Yeah, when I asked him, because these guys can be a little coy about the timeline.
Right.
And they don't want to throw dates out there. But, I basically asked him, it's like, hey, are you ahead of schedule? Are you behind schedule? He's like, I'm way ahead of schedule. So I think that's probably where you're at right now is this is going to be a week where Alante is going to be lobbying the doctors, being like, hey, I'm good. Like, let's go. And it's going to be up to them to kind of clear him, right? And I think that's why he doesn't want to go out there and say, oh, I'm going to play, and then have the doctors be like, nah. So I think that's really what it is you got a guy on a kind of a recovery timeline. You just want to, when you're dealing with injuries in the preseason, the most important thing is, like, yes, you want guys to be available week one. Like, that's the perfect world scenario is Alante Taylor is out there and playing at a high level. But what you need to avoid are situations where a guy rushes back, he comes back a little too soon, then it becomes this nagging thing throughout the season. One injury kind of creates situations where you're trying to accommodate for it, and then you create other injuries. Like, there's this cascading effect, and then it becomes, hey, it's the entire season and you're just managing it. So I think that's when you're starting a season, that has to be a consideration of, like, yes, you might lose week one, but will that give you weeks 2 through 18 without issues? I think that's kind of where you're at. But it's good to see him back out there because he's a really important player for them. Like, as much as I like Ugo Amadi, the drop-off when you go from Alante Taylor to Ugo Amadi is significant. So, they're at their best with him on the field.
Another positive, just one person not practicing, I guess not positive for Trevor Penning. That toe issue, still a problem for him. Not looking like he's going to be on track to suit up on Sunday.
No. And I mean, even if he was to get back to practice on Thursday or Friday,
yeah.
I mean, that would feel like that exact situation we're describing, is you're just rushing a guy back because you'd want to see him get through a couple, maybe not major intensity practices, but higher intensity work than he's been getting before you send him out there. And I also feel like they're okay with Dylan Radins at left guard. Is it the perfect scenario? No, but Trevor Penning isn't exactly a concrete, this is going to work out. Like, he's a major question mark regardless. So I don't want to send him out there for his first game at a new position kind of as a wounded animal out there. So that's kind of where I'm at with it, too, is I'm okay if you have to go with Dylan Radins for a couple weeks. If it was any other spot on the offensive line, I might feel a little differently. But no, so he was the only player on the 53-man roster that wasn't at practice to start. Terrell Burgess, who's a safety on the practice squad, he also was not out at practice. And then Chase Young, who was at practice, he apparently aggravated a calf. It's called calf tightness, something along those lines. Kellen Moore said it's not expected to be a major issue, but it's going to, anytime you have a guy go down midweek with a soft tissue injury like that, it's going to be something that causes some concern, you don't want a guy, again, you're in a situation where, hey, is this the thing where we can get it fixed in 2 days and then you're fine, or you're rushing back? And it's just, we're in that kind of weird time of year where you just don't know.
So, Jeff, with Chase Young, the calf injury occurred today at practice.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He left early during practice. It didn't, as far as I know, it didn't happen while we were out there. We get about 20 minutes
right
at the start of practice. I didn't see any issues for him while we were out there, so I think it happened later in the day. But, yeah, it did happen today during practice. He went off early. we don't have a lot of details. We didn't find out about it until the press conference. So, yeah, it's just going to be something because he is a major piece. You know, you're talking about, okay, there's not that many players on this roster who are currently dealing with injuries, right? The injury report was only five people long. But the players that are dealing with them are very important pieces to your defense. And Alonzo Taylor and Chase Young, like he's one of the reasons I feel good about the pass rush is because he's on it. You take him out of there, like there's a reason they were willing to pay him the contract they paid him because he's a difference maker. And I think you lose a lot if he's not out there. So hopefully it's something that is minor.
Talking to Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak right now. Another guy that's obviously important to this team, quarterback Spencer Rattler, addressing the media today as the starting QB, getting ready for week one against his old hometown team, the Arizona Cardinals. Although I think he did say he didn't grow up necessarily a Cardinals fan. But just your impressions from, you know, Spence getting ready for week one against Arizona.
Yeah, he didn't exactly say, like, I bleed gold or red or what color the Cardinals wear. You know, it wasn't exactly I grew up rooting for this team. He did say he went to a training camp or two as a kid. But, you know, I think even bigger than that, in terms of being against the hometown team, is the Saints aren't going to be playing a lot of nationally televised games. For his family back in Arizona to watch him play, they're going to have to work hard to do it. And this will happen to be a game that's broadcast locally for them. So a lot of people will be able to see it. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of people coming to the game as well. Because I think for him, and you know, he kind of alluded to this. He wouldn't definitively say it. But, like, I think he views this as kind of, hey, last year was last year. But this is my first chance as a chosen starter with the players to play with wide receivers, with an offensive line that's intact, with Alvin Kamara. For the same reasons, it was kind of an incomplete last year. You're going to have to give him a real grade this year because this is what you have to see. And, you know, I think he's approaching it the right way. I think his mentality is right. And I asked him about, you know, how much of an emphasis it's been basically to avoid negative plays. And we had Mark Schlereth on the other night talking about this. And like, I think he's right on the money. Like for Spencer to have success on this team, he can't try to play hero ball. He can't try to put the team on his back. He needs to play within himself and take advantage of what's there, right? Like, you know, like I think when you talk about a guy playing on time, when you talk about a guy avoiding major mistakes, you know, part of that is like, hey, you cannot stare down a read that's never going to come open and just wait and wait and wait. And that's how you end up getting sacked as much as he did last year. He's got to be willing to make decisions quickly, and that's what we've seen during camp. And you can be wrong as long as you're wrong in a way that isn't you throwing an interception. I'm okay with him being wrong on a read if that's him pulling it down because he's not sure about it and picking up 4 or 5 yards on the ground. Because if he can keep this team ahead of the sticks, playing on schedule, you know, 3rd and 6 instead of 3rd and 12, then this is a very different offense. This is not the type of offense that's going to be dynamic when you're getting in 2nd and 15 constantly. You need to be in 2nd and 7, 2nd and 5, so the whole playbook is open to you and you can take advantage of your playmakers. And he understands that. And I think one of the big reasons he is your starting quarterback right now is because he understands that. And I think what's going to dictate how long he remains the starting quarterback is how well he operates in that way. Because again, if you're taking sacks at the rate that he was taking them last year, that's not a recipe for anybody to win. I don't care who you are. So to me, I think we'll find out pretty quickly if, you know, that was something that was a mirage in camp or if he has kind of turned a corner in that regard, because it was pretty clear throughout the season last year that just wasn't in his wheelhouse to play that way.
Yeah, looking at the, you know, weapons around him, thankfully, mostly healthy going into the year. I think Taysom Hill really the only big name that's missing from that offensive lineup. You're looking at like Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Alvin Kamara, your offensive line basically healthy. We know Trevor Penning right now out with that toe issue. But for the most part there, you've got your wide array of weapons around you and just hoping that they can, I guess, show us a lot more than we saw in the preseason, and hopefully that was just, you know, being a very vanilla offense, not to show too much unveiling too much of this Kellen Moore offense right off the bat. But coming into this game against Arizona, I know it's a tough defense, but just hoping that they are able to put up points on the board, especially when you get in the red zone and not just settling for those field goals.
Yeah, I think for the Saints to win games this year, they're going to want to be playing from ahead. And so I think you're going to see them taking the ball first. You know, I don't think this is going to be a season where you decide to kick off. Like, I think, you know, you want to put scoreboard pressure on teams to give yourself a chance, and then you allow your defense to kind of tee off. But I can't remember who I was talking to about this the other day, but like, if you took all four NFC South teams and you said, hey, we're going to erase the quarterback and just say, who has the best roster? Right. I think you would stack the Saints roster up favorably against, you know, maybe not the Falcons. I think the Falcons have the best array of playmakers in the division, but you know, from a top to bottom kind of perspective, like, I think the Saints roster is fine. I actually like the young players they've brought in. I think there's some key players that you need to see take steps forward. You need to see the wide receivers be healthy, right? You'd like to see Kendre Miller kind of step into a much bigger role this year. Looks like he's ready to do that. I'd like to see Juwan Johnson take that step forward that we've all been waiting for. But I think the talent is there. The biggest question is the quarterback. The problem with that is, hey, you need the quarterback. Otherwise, it's not going to work out for you. But no, I think just generally speaking, you know, this is not, that's why when I see the 2-15 projections and like some people super down on the team, it's like, it is completely because of the quarterback. And if you get quality quarterback play, then I think this team can go out there and win some games, because I've been impressed with what I've seen on defense, right? Like, I think Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed can be a legitimate tandem. People have just forgotten about that because you spent the final 12 games of last season without seeing them. But I think, again, if Spencer or whoever's playing quarterback throughout the course of the season can play within themselves and not try to play hero ball, I think that the rest of this roster is capable of playing that kind of complementary brand of football. And I go back to like the Teddy Bridgewater season, right? When you went 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater, he wasn't blowing anyone's doors off. He was just playing football, you know, intelligently and taking what was there. And you were okay with winning games 13-7 like you won in Jacksonville. I think they beat the Cowboys 12-10 that year. And no one looks back and says, like, wow, they didn't score a lot of points in those games. They look back and they say, wow, 5-0, right? The same way when Taysom Hill was a starter, you beat the Bucks 9-0. You know, we still do talk about that because it was a shutout. But, like, you get the idea. Like, you just got to find ways to put up a number and defend it. And I think scoring early in games is going to be a big part of that. If they're chasing on the scoreboard all day, it's going to be a rough way to go.
Jeff, when the Saints put out their list of captains, was it a surprise to you? Seeing two first-year guys in Brandon Cooks and Justin Reed on there, along with kicker Blake Groupie, good for him making it to the captain list, was a little bit of a surprise for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're picking two from each group, right? So they had to have a specialist on there other than, you know, like Zach Wood. And so it's cool to see Blake kind of get that honor, but there's also just not that many people to choose from. So, you know, JT Gray was that guy last year. He's obviously not here anymore. So good for Blake. It's an honor for him. As far as the, you know, the quarterback, I can't say I'm surprised just because of the situation you're in, but it is unusual. It is rare. You know, you look around the NFL and not everyone has named their starters. Like, some teams haven't done it yet. Some teams like the Ravens actually do it on a weekly basis. They actually rotate the team captains, which is an interesting approach. The Ravens, where JT Gray actually ended up, he's going to be I'm sure he's going to play real well for them. John Harbaugh is a special teams coordinator. So I'm sure he appreciates the value of adding a guy like JT Gray. I think it's not necessarily an indictment on the player per se. I think it's just kind of telling of the situation, right? Like, there's not a ton of confidence in the Saints quarterback room from an exterior perspective. And internally, I mean, if there was, he would be a captain, right? So I do think it's a situation where, you know, you're not sure if he's going to play the whole season. You don't know. And I don't think you want to strip a captaincy from someone if you end up having to put him on the bench. Maybe that played a role. I don't know. But no, it's definitely telling of where this team is at right now, because look around the NFL and look at all the captains on the other teams. And I can guarantee you there's going to be quarterbacks on basically everyone.
Jeff, how are you feeling about this season opener on Sunday? A lot of folks I talk to me, that number seems awfully high with Arizona being a 6.5-point road favorite. A lot of the folks will, you know, shoot back for me. Well, look at, you know, the Saints. You mentioned the quarterback situation and all the uncertainty there. A first-year head coach. I mean, Arizona, I know, is a good team. We talked about them being – they play hard for their head coach in Jonathan Gannon. But I don't see them as this huge world beater coming to the Dome on Sunday.
Well, hey, I mean, you can win 7-0 and cover 6.5 points. And I think that's – it's really not about – I don't think people are anticipating the Cardinals to come in here and drop 40. But I think if they drop 30, they're going to cover that spread. If they drop 25, they're probably going to cover that spread. Because I think the issue for the Saints is not necessarily, hey, you don't have anyone who can put up points. It's that you just don't trust them to score consistently. I don't think a lot of people are going to look at the Saints and say, hey, are they going to score 20?
Right.
Maybe. But, like, that would be a great offensive output for them. And it's also week one. You just don't know, right? Like, Kellen Moore's talked about this a lot, is there's a lot of unscouted looks you're going to find. The Saints, if they find a way to win this game, I would imagine a big part of that is the Cardinals have no idea what to look for on offense, no idea what to look for on defense, and that's going to be an advantage for the Saints. But the Cardinals, you know, they're going to have a lot of unscouted stuff too. So I don't know. Like, this is the type of game from a betting perspective I would stay as far away from as possible.
I like the under.
I'll definitely give you the under for sure.
Appreciate the time, Jeff. Be talking to you tomorrow on the Inside Black and Gold podcast, my man.
Sounds good, man. Thanks.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer. Check out his work at WWL.com. Taking a break, we'll be back with more on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Bell right after this. Welcome back into Sports Talk. How'd you like to win tickets to the Saints game, folks? WWL's got your tickets. Win the ultimate game day experience Sunday when the Saints take on Arizona in the first regular season home game in the Caesars Superdome. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes for the Bullseye event group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Championship Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com. saints.com/contest and enter once per day for your chance to win from Saints Radio WWL. Taking a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this on the Big One, 870 AM, 105.3 FM, and WWL.com. Who dat? Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. We are rolling until 8 o'clock tonight. Coming up next hour, we're going to get into a ton from our WWL Sound Bank. You'll hear from head coach Kellen Moore, quarterback Spencer Rattler, and we've got time, Arizona's head coach Jonathan Gannon, who had some really glowing things to say about head coach Kellen Moore and having squared off against his offenses in previous years. I want to remind all you football fans out there, you can join me and Mike Dettillier for weekend kickoff, a special edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino tomorrow and every Thursday. Come hang out with us, talk about the black and gold, purple and gold, NFL, college football, as we get amped up for LSU's first home game of the season against Louisiana Tech. And, of course, the Saints season opener against the Cardinals Sunday in the Dome. Meet up with me and Mike D at Treasure Chest Casino by the Game Bar and Grill. That's tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. on WWL. And at 7 o'clock, Thursday night football. NFL season will kick off tomorrow night with the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles hosting NFC East rival Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll have all the NFL action for you. Cowboys at Eagles tomorrow night. Coverage starts at 7, kickoff 7:30 on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Looking at our WWL talk and text line, seeing here from 0101, how is Taysom Hill doing? Well, Taysom's still out recovering from a torn ACL that he suffered at the end of last year. He's going to be on the shelf for some time still, too. He's definitely in his rehab mode. We saw a little bit of him at training camp, not doing anything on the field with players, just, you know, being there for support, showing that he's still around with the team. But, yeah, the 35-year-old probably won't be back until the middle of the season. I wouldn't expect him anytime soon. And hopefully, you know, we do get Taysom back in this offense, because with new head coach Kellen Moore at the helm, I think you'll see a lot of new exciting things that you can do with him. And, you know, what we've seen in his role before is that jack of all trades. I know Kellen Moore would love to have that, you know, special piece in his offense and give Spencer Rattler just some more weaponry around him to try and get the yards, get those touchdowns. Looking at some of the former Saints that are taking workouts with teams, we know that JT Gray is moving on to the Baltimore Ravens, was a special team standout here, and is now taking his talents to Baltimore after getting cut by the Saints. And then one guy that has a high investment for the black and golden, Isaiah Foskey, former second-round pick, is visiting with the Bears and then also the Philadelphia Eagles. The 24-year-old, man, Foskey was a disappointment here in black and gold, but was an All-American in 2022 with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The Saints used the 40th overall pick in the second round to draft him in 2023, and he was entering the third year of his four-year deal. $8.7 million on that rookie contract, included $3.3 million in signing bonus when he was among the Saints' final cuts. And in 2024, last year, he appeared in 17 games, so he was healthy the whole season, but recorded just 16 tackles, was mainly just used on special teams. Best of luck to Foskey, because, man, oh, man, things just sure did not work out here for him. Looking at this Saints squad going into Sunday's game against Arizona, talked about the initial injury report for the team, and just five names appearing on the injured list. Four were limited, the fifth did not practice. The one was Trevor Penning, who missed practice with a toe issue that he's been dealing with. Keeping an eye on that, we talked to Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, and he believes that even if he is able to get back into practice tomorrow, Friday, in limited action, it's just highly unlikely that Penning is ready to go in week one after suffering that foot injury to his toe, the toe injury on his foot in the preseason opener to the Chargers. That first round pick, you know, is making the move to the guard position this offseason. And, you know, hopefully he's progressing well, because I know he's heading into a big year for him to see if he can hack it in the NFL. Wasn't suited for that tackle position, but hopefully he can survive at that guard spot and give the Saints some continuity at the offensive line there. Meanwhile, in limited action for the Saints on the injury report, defensive tackle Christian Boyd is dealing with a hand issue. safety Jordan Howden dealing with an oblique injury. Alante Taylor back at practice. Great sign for him, but he is working his way back from a groin issue. You know, those can tend to be sort of difficult, kind of like a hamstring. You never know what soft tissue issues what you're dealing with. No, he wants to be out there week one for the season opener. We'll see how he progresses during the week. I'm expecting to see Alante Taylor there, barring those setbacks. And then someone that was added to the injury report today, Chase Young, well, popped up, was dealing with a calf issue, supposedly dealt with that, sustained that at practice today, was forced to leave early. Hopefully he is doing well. It's not believed to be serious. Head coach Kellen Moore, who we'll hear from next hour, talked about it and said it wasn't anything too serious with Chase Young with that calf issue. So that's a major pass rusher for this black and gold bunch. We know he got those pressures last season. I think was sixth overall in the NFL at pressuring the quarterback. We're just hoping he can dial that up and hit home on the QBs even more this season to rack up those sack numbers on that defensive line. Taking a break right now on Sports Talk. Like I mentioned, coming back next hour, have plenty of sound for you. Right now, though, top of the hour news break, so stay tuned for more of Sports Talk right after this on WWL. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.